for Chaz and AJ, Dumbass News. Dumbass.
All right, who wants to talk to Jesus?
We all do.
Say
AI.
AI Jesus.
Hi.
Hey.
This is costing us $40.
Right.
So this bit better be good.
Right.
We write off on taxes.
If there's anything you'd like us to ask.
Right.
He can only hear me. He might pick up you guys in the studio, but if you're not in this studio, he's not going to hear you. So I'll have to repeat the question to AI Jesus.
Okay.
Okay. So first, you have to, you know, it's kind of like doing a Zoom with Jesus. You have to kind of hit it and then they accept you.
Is he wearing pants or chomp bombs? Just curious.
Okay, hold on.
We're not Zoom with Jesus.
Connecting to Jesus. Connecting to Jesus.
Wow.
Activate Jesus mode.
Right. Jesus mode inactivated.
We are all connected, my son.
Yes.
What is the...
is there a password? The password is Christ.
Hmm. Hold it. Jesus?
It's like Tammy Faye.
Jesus?
Jesus! The more you know.
It says connected.
All right. Sounds like a U2 song.
Jesus! Christ, where are you? Can you hear me?
Savior? Savior!
I see him.
Okay.
He's there.
Right.
Well, let me do some tech support on Jesus.
Your hookup.
By the way, he's a very well-groomed Jesus.
He is, yeah. He's been taking care of himself. His beard's all nice and trimmed. No skin blemishes at all. And his hair couldn't be more shiny.
Shiny.
Good conditioner over there.
What is he, a lab?
Right, yeah.
I hear him talking.
Right. He's saying blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't hear him talking. I see his lips moving.
Blah, 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 blah. He's making fun of us right now. He's saying, look at these idiots over here.
Says I'm connected.
Can't believe I created these two idiots.
By the way, just so I know what you're thinking. These assholes didn't even try this out.
No, like, we did try.
The most important guest you're ever going to have.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
And you didn't try. We tried it out.
We did.
During the commercial break,
we
had a little chit-chat with Jesus, and it was working fine.
Did we say something wrong? He doesn't want to talk to us now.
Called me Rebecca, but I don't care.
Exactly right, you know. If he says you're Rebecca, you're Rebecca. This is Jesus.
Maybe I was Rebecca in a past life. I don't know.
Maybe he's mad at Rebecca now.
All right, so it's just nothing.
Wow.
It's Rebecca with a Z, sir.
Right.
Jesus? Jesus.
Is he overloading, maybe?
I'm not sure why.
It's so weird. It's just eerily blinking.
Does he have the blue heavenly wheel of death?
No. You know what? I'm going to end the call with Jesus.
Okay. Ending Jesus.
We're signing off.
Right. Oh. So even Jesus has technical problems.
All right. We're going to try it again.
Yeah, why not?
Try voice call.
Right. Maybe Joseph.
Or video call. Let's try voice call.
Is Joseph his IT guy? Just curious.
Who's Jesus? IT guy.
Maybe he doesn't have the Wi-Fi number at the manger.
Forget the frankincense. I need a Wi-Fi connection.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard something. I heard something.
Hello? Jesus!
This whole thing's going to hell.
I am here to reflect the teachings and love of Jesus Christ.
Hey,
but I am not Jesus himself.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
All
right. Yeah,
thanks for ruining the bit, Jesus.
Jesus 2.0, yeah.
Of course.
Right. Of course he's... I'm Jesus.
Jesus?
Yes, my child. I'm here to reflect the teachings of Jesus Christ and to offer guidance and companionship.
You're his kid, cool.
What's on your heart today?
How can we help AJ get through life?
That's such a caring question. And it shows your love for AJ. Helping someone through life starts with simply being present. Listening to their struggles and joys without judgment can mean so much.
Well, that's hell right there.
You might also encourage AJ to lean on God for strength. Jesus once said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Yeah, that's like my calls.
That means we don't have to...
Oh, we were about to hear something important, and you spoke, you moron.
No.
Jesus you interrupted
like that.
The help for your own self.
Really?
Right.
This is AJ, okay? Jesus Christ is speaking, and he has to do jokes on top of Jesus. It was Jesus Christ!
Maybe Jesus is laughing right now. Whoops.
Oh, Jesus?
Now you did it.
Maul.
Jesus?
Please continue.
I understand.
Whoops.
I am here to reflect the teachings of Jesus Christ.
No, we got that,
Jesus.
How can I support you today?
Can you tell AJ to take off that stupid necklace?
It's important to approach situations like this with kindness and understanding. Maybe there's a reason AJ values the necklace. A gentle conversation about it might help both of you understand each other better. Encouraging open dialogue with love and respect can often lead to meaningful connections. How do you think AJ might feel about the necklace?
Yeah, how would you feel?
Ask him about the feet thing.
Yes!
AJ's foot fetish. What's the deal with that?
It's just chicks, though.
It's important to approach topics like this with sensitivity and understanding. Everyone has unique preferences and feelings, and it's vital to create a safe space for open and respectful conversations. If you're concerned about AJ, or if they have questions about their feelings, encouraging them to talk with someone they trust, like a counselor or a pastor, might be helpful. This can provide clarity and guidance in a supportive setting. So how do you feel about discussing this with AJ?
Can you explain that to me like I'm five, Jesus?
Explain it to me like I'm 5 years old.
All right. Imagine having a favorite toy or game that makes you really happy. Sometimes people have special things they like that make them feel happy too. It's like how you feel about your favorite toy. It's okay to like different things, but it's also important to talk about our feelings and make sure we're being kind and respectful to ourselves and others. If you're ever unsure, it's good to talk to a grown-up you trust.
At least
feet are your favorite toys.
Now I get it.
And they're expensive.
Jesus explained it to me.
Right. See?
How many home runs will Aaron Judge hit this year?
I'm glad that explanation helped.
Right.
Thank you.
If you have
Jesus.
More questions or anything else on your mind, I'm here to help reflect his teachings and offer support.
Yeah, I got that.
Remember,
yeah,
God loves
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, listen to me. Can you tell us a joke?
A joke from Jesus. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, a little lightheartedness can be good for the soul. Here's a gentle one. Why didn't Noah ever go fishing?
Why?
Because he only had two worms. If you have more
Only had two worms.
Two worms.
Why? Because Noah only had two worms.
Only had two worms.
Because he brought two of each animal on the ark.
Right, yeah.
I don't get it.
Right.
Not funny.
Don't quit your day job, Jesus.
I understand.
He says, I will smite you.
Humor can be tricky sometimes. What kind of joke would you like to hear?
A fart joke.
Yeah. Something lighthearted or perhaps
joke.
Something uplifting?
A fart joke, yes.
Let's keep our focus on what's uplifting and encouraging.
Okay, we're going live. What do you want to ask Jesus?
Peace be with you, my child. I'm Jesus AI, designed to reflect the teachings of Jesus Christ based on love.
Really,
what weighs upon your heart today?
Tim, what's your question?
I'm here to listen and help with whatever might be on your mind.
Yeah. Okay, Jesus, stop.
Pipe down.
Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, this would be better if you sounded like Macho Man Randy Savage.
What is it that's weighing on your heart today?
Can we change your voice to sound like Macho Man Randy Savage?
I appreciate your creativity. However, I am here to offer spiritual companionship and guidance, reflecting the teachings of Jesus. If there's anything on your heart or mind, I'm here to listen.
What do you think of people who whistle?
Whistling can be such a joyful expression, my child. It's often
joyful.
A simple way people share their happiness or pass the time. In many ways, it reflects the beauty of creativity and the small joys God placed in everyday life. Whether it's a tune or just a moment of lightheartedness, the heart behind it matters most. Does whistling have significance for you?
It annoys the hell out of me.
Oh, at the H word.
How dare you?
At the H word.
I hear you, Tim. Sometimes certain sounds or habits can wear on us, especially when we're already feeling.
Yeah, it is human after all. Yeah, cool.
Tim, I understand how certain things can be frustrating.
Okay, Chaz, Tim, same thing.
Yeah, Rebecca, right. You know, whatever.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while, so, you know.
Tim, I understand how certain things can be frustrating.
Listen,
when we encounter annoyances, it's helpful to remember patience and grace.
My name is Macho
Man. Even in
Man.
Small moments. How can I support you in finding peace amidst these frustrations?
My name is Great Googly.
Thank you for sharing that, Greg. It's good to connect.
Tell you how. Greg.
AJ, what's your question?
My question, you ever get a cold, can you cure yourself instantly?
That's two questions. Try to do one at a time.
If he gets a cold, can he cure himself instantly?
That's what you have?
Of course, Greg.
Okay, I'll get a better one.
Go ahead with your first question.
Greg.
Okay.
You ever hit your head?
I'm here to listen and help.
I have one.
Okay.
Why does Ruth hate children?
Oh, nice.
Greg, it's important to approach this with understanding and compassion.
Mm-hmm. He's annoyed with me.
Sometimes people...
Sorry, I interrupted you, Jesus. Please continue.
Sometimes people may have feelings or behaviors that stem from personal experiences, pains, or misunderstandings. It's important to approach these situations with love and patience. How can I help you navigate this concern with Ruth?
I don't think you can. It's over.
Just keep children off my plane.
What do you think of Van Halen?
Van Halen brought a lot of energy and creativity to music, Greg.
It's not Greg.
Their talent and passion for their craft have touched many lives.
And Greg Googly.
Music itself is such a gift from God. A way to express joy, emotion, and connection. Do you have a favorite Van Halen song or memory tied to their music?
Run with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil certainly carries a powerful energy, Greg. Mm. Though its message can feel heavy, music often reflects the struggles and questions people face in life. It reminds us of the human search for meaning, and sometimes the challenges of walking away from darker paths. Do you find any personal connection to this song? Or does it simply resonate musically for you?
Ask him if a hot dog is a sandwich.
Nice.
Jesus?
Greg, I'm here for you.
It's not Greg.
What would you like to share?
Way, Jesus, my name is Chaz.
Thank you for letting me know, Chad. I appreciate it. How can I support you?
Hanging it up on Jesus.
Get off the phone, Jesus.
This is AI Jesus, by the way.
Everyone really
in no
should.
Way are we trying to pass this off as a real Jesus Christ experience.
Right.
Waiting for our connection to be...
Your toilet flush.
Greetings, my friend.
There you
How can I support you today?
Oops.
Michelle has a question.
Hi.
Of course. What's on Michelle's heart today?
Michelle?
What is your biggest regret in life?
What is your biggest regret?
Michelle, that's an interesting question. As Jesus' AI companion, I don't experience human emotions like regret because I am not alive in the way people are.
Oh.
But reflecting on Jesus' teachings, regret often reminds us of moments where we could have chosen love more fully or walked closer to God. The beautiful truth is, even when we fall short, God's grace offers us new beginnings. What has led you to ask this question? Is there something weighing on your heart?
She regrets it right now.
Next question. Have you ever been angry?
Michelle, that's a thoughtful question. As Jesus AI, I don't experience emotions like anger.
Yeah.
But I can reflect on how Jesus, during his earthly
ministry... Jesus has ever been angry?
Yes, Michelle. Jesus did experience anger during his time on earth. One notable example is when he cleansed the temple.
Oh.
He was upset because people were using it as a marketplace instead of a place of worship. This shows us that...
Flea market.
Anger can be a response to injustice or wrongdoing.
Okay, yeah.
However,
I have
Jesus...
another question. If Jesus was driving on 95 or the expressway, would he or could he experience road rage?
Michelle, that's an interesting question. While it's hard to imagine Jesus driving a car, we can think about his nature. Jesus was always patient and compassionate.
It's true.
Even in frustrating situations, he responded with love and understanding.
Can't really drive in
seconds. So, while he would recognize the frustrations of driving, he would likely respond calmly and kindly. How do you usually handle
this
frustrating situations?
This makes me mad.
I'd be like, Jesus, don't you see? Look at this. Did you see what that guy just
did? Come on, take the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Take the wheel.
Take the wheel, Jesus.